This is the story of the Ultra Breakout. So Agent XYZ has caught all of the bad guys. The invisible Iron Man, the super big robot-like Super X, the ABC Brothers, Captain Nemo, Aerojo, Digga Dug. Well, Agent XYZ thought he could use a break, so he took on a long vacation. Well, that long vacation was a time for all these bad guys to come together and think of a breakout plan. They were gonna break free once again. Well, hey, how should we break out? Said Super X. Well, Aero just said, I can get the key from the guard, and I can be silent. No, said the Iron Man. I am invisible. I'm even better. Oh, good point, Iron Man. You can go get the key from the guard when he's asleep. Okay. So once he gets the key, what do? Let's think. We have to get out of the jail. So I say we need some big help from Super X. Okay, my rocket punches are almost back together. Okay, so we can get through the gates and the building. What's left? Well, we need to hide for a while. Okay, what's Digga Dug Joe? Digga Dug? That's where you come in. Actually, I've been digging a hole for a while, so yeah, that's no problem. Okay, so we can hide there for a while, and then once the people start looking for us right here, near here, we can get Aerojo to steal an airplane, since he can, you know, glide quietly, and then we'll be home free. And then the ABC was chimed in. Hey, what's the big deal? How come you left us out? Well, you guys are too loud, cause too much ruckus. You always get us into trouble. What's the big idea? We got the gun. Well, then you can shoot whatever follows us. Okay. Well, the plan was set in motion. So, one fine Sunday, there was a good big lunch provided by none other than the ABC Brothers' mother. And it had, of course, for the really super nice guard, an extra bread that had sleeping powder in it. So as the guard slapped through, the Iron Man went invisible and walked quietly, tiptoeing, and grabbed the key. And he unlocked everybody from their cells, and then Super Rex grabbed his engine. And did his rocket punch and break through the main gate. And then Digga Dug told him, okay, I think my hole should be right about there, about 100 yards from the entrance of the prison. Digga Dug pointed down. Super X obliged, punched the hole, and sure enough, there was a hole. All jumped in, and everybody put the dirt back on so they couldn't see the hole. Alright, everybody calm down. ABC Brothers were really rowdy. Hey, what's the big deal? Let's get going! No, don't be stupid. Remember, we're gonna hide lower out here where they don't expect us to be. How long? Keep your voice down. The people in China can hear you. What?
Oh.
Well, they decided to stay there for a couple of days. And sure enough, from the first day, there were sirens everywhere, people running around, cars driving around, sirens everywhere. But it did calm down. And I guess they were looking farther and farther away. So one time, when things got quiet down, Aerojoe came out and he glided from a mountain so that he could go quietly to the airport. And then he found a Superjet Blackbird. And that was big enough to hold everyone. And so they were glad they had found a ride. And Aerojoe flew that big Blackbird back to the crew. And they all ride into the nothingness. Well, a couple of more days later, Asian XYZ's phone went off. It blinked like there was no other. It blinked so brightly that Asian XYZ abruptly stood up and said, "Oh no, no it didn't." And yes it did. So Asian XYZ flew back home to headquarters and reported for duty. Reporting well for duty, sir. Yeah, so you know what's happened, huh?
Hold on.
So, what happened, sir? Well, while you're on vacation, Asian XYZ, all the baddies decide to work together and break out. They did they? Yes, they did. Okay, well, I can't catch everybody at once, sir. I realize that, Agent XYZ. So I called in a few more. Oh? Who did you have in mind? I called in Agent MNO, Agent PQR, and Agent 123. That's a lot of good people there, sir. Well, that's what I'm counting on. Alright, you guys work it out together and coordinate so that you can catch all the baddies at once. Yes, sir. Well, all four of them gathered together and said, "We need a plan." And then Agent XYZ knew the first step to the plan. "I know what to do first." "Oh?" asked Agent MNO. "What should you do first, Agent XYZ? Huh? What do you think you know so much about?" "Well, it's always come through for me." "Who?" "None other than Dr. Heisenberg, I'm sorry. "Oh, is that the guy that always makes all kinds of super gadgets?" "That's right. My Dr. Heisenberg can pretty much make anything." "Okay, well, let's go talk to him." So the four of them flew together to Dr. Heisenberg's planet. And when they landed, sure enough, they found him in his favorite place. Do you remember the favorite place? The ice cream parlor, ice cream shop, remember? "Hey, Dr. Heisenberg." "Hello, Agent XYZ. Wait a sec, aren't those three other guys agents as well?" "That's right, sir. This can't be good. You must have been having a very bad day." "Well, I was on my vacation when things got out of hand." "Okay, Agent XYZ, what can I help you with?" "Well, all of them escaped, Dr. Heisenberg."
"All of them?"
"Yes, there was a big breakout at the prison." "Okay, so you need me to make up something that will help you catch them?" "That's right, sir." "Okay, well, that's I mean, Super X alone is big enough to, so big that you need a lot of people to help. That's why I brought these three awesome agents. Awesome indeed. I have the perfect thing. You do? Yes. And I know how you can track them down. You do? Yes. Okay. And so Dr. Heisenberg told them how to find them and gave them something. So Agent, what is it? Oh, Agent Piku asked, well, how do we find them? Dr. Heisenberg said, he knew how? Yes, it's quite funny, actually. Funny? How? Well, remember how, you may not remember, but we beat Super X because Dr. Heisenberg put a fail-safe switch in there. Yeah? Well, giant magnet, I'm sorry. Well, Dr. Heisenberg also put a GPS chip in it. Are you serious? So we can just track him down and assuming they all stuck together, we'll find them all? That's the plan. Wow, okay, turn it on. Beep, beep, beep. Okay, the setting is for the planet, and obviously they're not here anymore. Okay, increase the range. Universe. I mean, galaxy setting. Are they in this galaxy still?
Nope.
All right, increase it to universe level. It might take a while. Okay, I guess we'll have to eat ice cream while we wait. And they enjoyed ice cream with Dr. Heisenberg while they waited. Hour later, oh, looks like the GPS was found. Okay, let's go get them. So, what's the big secret weapon that will help us catch them? Well, it just so happens that it takes four of us to use this. Really? I'm very curious. Tell me. Okay, but I'm going to have to tell you in silent, quiet voice so the secret doesn't get out. Oh, Agent X123 said, wow, that's a brilliant idea. And Dr. Heisenberg said, yes it is. And they flew onto through galaxy DF23, and they found it within the galaxy. The universe is one big thing. And in that galaxy, they found the planet 2467, and they found out where it is, where they were. At least Super X signal came from there. Alright, so everyone knows what to do? Yeah, I guess. What's the magic word then? Well, what we're gonna do is we'll all kind of rush them in from four corners, and once we have found all of them inside the corners, then we activate. Got it? Alright. Rush out. Move out. Well, so Agent XYZ went to southeast corner. Agent MNO went to northeast corner. Agent PQR went to northwest corner. And Agent 123 went to southwest corner. And as they moved in, they saw Super X. I mean, it's kind of too big to miss. But they were looking for the others. Aerojoe, the I-Man, Bigger Dog, the Captain Nemo, ABC Brothers, all of them. Well, they snuck in 5 feet at a time, and when they saw all of them, they decide to... Agent XYZ made a grand entrance. Ahoy there! And Super Rex, with an agitated voice, turned around. No, it can't be! Hey, Super X, long time no see. Miss me? No, of course not. Aerojoe went up to the head of Super X and glided off. Oh, hey, Aerojoe. How's it gliding? You're not as funny as always, Agent XYZ. Digger Dog tried to go under the ground as soon as he saw them. So, says the I-Man, you came here all by yourself? You know there's more than one of us. You can't catch us all at once. Yeah, I know. There's that problem. But I got a bad feeling about this, said one of the ABC brothers. Actually, I think I feel bad or something weird about this too. Captain Nemo said, "This is a trap!" And the Agent XYZ said, "Of course it is! You think I'll come here all by myself? And how, if you all ran in the opposite directions, how can I catch you all?" Well, so what's the secret, Agent XYZ? Well, Agent XYZ lifted his wrist and said, "Activate! One!" And then from a distance, he heard, "Activate! Two!" And then, as Super X's eyes got worrisome, another corner said, "Activate! Three!" Agent 123, come in over. Agent 123, where's my activate 4? So, something wrong, Aerojoe. No, just a little hiccup. Can you hold on for a bit? No way, we're not waiting for your plan to work. Let's go, guys. Activate 4. Uh-oh, I just heard something, said 1-8, Brother C. And then, as soon as he said the phone was set, a shield starts to form. And a big arc of shield came out from all four corners. And then it formed a big pyramid with a single center point right above Super X. What is this? Well, this is your trap. I mean, Captain Nemo said it's a trap, right? Yes, it is a trap. No! You see, thanks to Dr. Heisenberg, we got this device that acts as a prison shield, if you will. And it's in the shape of, that's right, you guessed it, pyramid. Oh, man. And no, Digger Dog, you can't get out from underground because this goes at least 100 yards underground as well. No! And Digger Dog tried to dig deeper and deeper, and he hit something on the bottom and he couldn't move any further. Oh, dread. Alright, let's all bring them in. And Agent XYZ made a roll call. Okay, I see Captain Nemo. I see Aerojoe gliding in the air. I see the ABC brothers. They're so loud. Can we keep them calm down? No, there's no hope in that. Okay. And then there's Who else was there? Super X is of course there. Digga Dog came back up after giving up. But then AJXYZ wondered, wait, there's at least one more. Naimo, Aero Joe, Super X, ABC Brothers, Digga Dog. The I-Man! What happened to him? Well, you can't see him if you spray water. Okay, let's bring a hose and douse all the space. Make it a little lot smaller so we don't have to spray everywhere. And they start to spray everywhere. But they couldn't find the I-Man. Oh no. He got out. He must have gotten out before Agent 123 said activate 4. Yeah. Oh man. Okay. We better keep an eye on them because I got a bad feeling about this. So do I, said Agent MNO. So do I. But this is a good start. At least we got all but one. That's right. Job well done, gentlemen. We'll have to wait for another day to get the I-Man. Okay. Let's head home.